Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
can't get the mothership in here tonight. Keep it moving, y'all. And say swing down. Oh, let me ride. Swing down, sweet chariot, down back. I want to hear y'all sing it. I want you to swing down. I said swing down, sweet chariot, sound band. I want everybody raise your hand and move them back and forth across the room.
Come on, yeah.
Then move your body.
Yeah.
Everybody move your body. Everybody swing down. Y'all can do better than that, cause we got to get the mothership in here tonight. And it's gonna take energy to get the mothership in here tonight. Raise your hand!
Together, y'all.
Let me ride.
Swing down.
Let me ride.
Somebody help me sing, y'all.
Let me ride.
After the mothership comes,
let me ride.
There will be no second coming.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight our class with Brother Eddie is, this is an A, Q, and an A communication conversation. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Let me ride on the mothership connection, y'all. I'm doing fine. Because the mothership has arrived, family. So, hey, hopefully
yes,
y'all getting on board.
Landed. Yes,
yes,
and it's landed.
Oh, for sure.
It's landed.
For sure.
Yes. Yes.
It's the distractions that they put in front of us that we can't see with all this smoke from fires and chemtrails and everything else. But before we even get started, let me, as always, give thanks, starting with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space for this portion of your life that you share with us. It is greatly appreciated. So with that, before we get into anything, I appreciate everybody that's aboard and everybody that will be coming aboard. And remember, this is a Q&A class where you ask questions, because I'm constantly giving information. But if I don't know what you're thinking, what's on your mind, what's put on your mind that you might have an ideal about or you might want to confirm, you know, this is the time that we come together and start dealing with that extra communications to make sure that we clarify and things are clarified so that we can go forward with the proper information to do what we have to do, whatever it is you have to do, I have to do, Sister Antoinette, whomever, we're able to do it. So with that being said, let's deal with today's date, which comes today. The month, day, and year comes to an 8. So we will definitely be dealing with the 8 along with the title of the show, which comes to a 2, which is communications, which is therapy, which is the medicine from the communication with an open mind that we need to share. So, 8 is the psychological fear that we're constantly bombarded with all day, every day, 24/7 now. So, again, we are going to be touching on these things along with hopefully the questions, concerns, statements that we all have, one in one form or another. So with that, Sister Antoinette, you can start off with any current events that you might have.
Okay. Let's see. I did have one. Okay. Now, this one is, they said, proof that climate change is a hoax. Climate models are engineered with dangerous CO2 warming conclusions built right into the code, and they're saying that this is a hoax. Now, I think that it's not a hoax. To me, whatever they tell us, then usually they're wrong, and this just snuck out. And so they said this came out in November 2021 that Gavin Schmidt, one of the primary programmers of the NASA climate model, stated in his Spectre that the model's track record dating back to the 70s shows that they have skillfully predicted the trends of the past decades. So it goes on about that. Now, I myself personally think that they're lying because it's something that they're doing. If it's not that, it's something that they're doing that is affecting people's respiratory with breathing and things like that. Okay, Brother Eddie. Or anyone, okay. How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you say you got the chat room open, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So with me,
and we do have someone with their hand up. Go ahead. Well, I will be with you as soon as Brother Eddie gives his comment. Okay, go ahead,
with
Brother
Eddie. It's easy because, like I said, they take us away from anything spiritual. And again, if we are in the image of the Creator, why aren't we creating? For me,
we create
through the power of the tongue. We manifest what we say, not and what we repeat. If we're repeating what's being said, this is what basically starts to manifest. But climate change, climate is 24, change is 23, added up is 47. 4 plus 7 is 11. We said that's dealing with today's title of the class being that too. See, so climate change, I talked about years ago when they came up with it, because the code behind the two is black. It's air. See, it's the air that they're affecting, and they call it climate change. It ain't got nothing to do with the atmosphere of the earth. But the climate change that they're really worried about is the attitude change of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude is 42. Climate is 24. They're both the six. It's not the climate that, and we keep talking about the weather that they, as you said, the hoax. The climate is they're paying attention to us, our attitude.
Yes.
And through our attitude, we give our word. Word is 15, which is six. 2, 6, climate 6. Guess what? Algorithms is 6. This is what use dealing with what we're talking about, words, with the algorithms to check our attitude. It's an attitude check to see where we are. So if we keep pushing that hoax, that garbage of a climate change, because of course, every age, just like every season, come on, family changes. So the earth is doing its natural thing. They're, again, attempting to modify, to manipulate, we constantly say, with these things that they're doing. The earth does what it does naturally. And again, with them doing all of the garbage that they are, the earth is fighting back naturally in the age of Aquarius that we're in. This is the age of water or air that bears the water. They keep talking about, again, global warming. Why? Because being in this age of Aquarius of air and bearing water, the water is supposed to flow, start to break up and flow, dealing with what's happening to the glaciers. This is the natural flow of the water dealing with the air of Aquarius that's happening, but they promote and push what? Global warming. Happens to come up to be a 4. Is it real, which is the number 4, or is it the artificial? Aren't we constantly talking about artificial intelligence?
Yes, we are.
Compared to the real divine intelligence? So what are we going to talk about, the artificial or the real divine? See, our minds our brains help the manifestation from the thought conversation to the actions and physical material things that appear. So with that, you can bring the caller in.
Okay. Area code 610. Hello, area code 610. Hi, you have a question or a comment? Go on mute. Okay, Brother Eddie, maybe they stepped away for a moment.
Okay. So, that's basically the so-called climate change. Because, again, we have been saying everything we've been taught was a lie. What makes us think that everything that we've been given now is the truth? Is not a lie.
Yeah.
They feel, anyway, that the public cannot handle the truth. So they give the public what they want the public to have. Again, that's the program, the shit, the word that they throw on the wall and see what sticks. And once we start to repeat these things that they throw in front of us, like COVID-19, that was never a word. They've come up with a so-called drug that if you think you're getting COVID before you get it, drug called Paxlovid. Instead of COVID, it's called Paxlovid. Another made-up word, again, that the brain accepts and starts to repeat. That these things that, again, man-made, from a man-made disease, now giving you the pill that in listening to the commercial, it tells you the 20 things that you could develop from trying to take something that you presume that you might have to stop it before you get it. Again, it's a program at its best, and they're using again the fear, the psychological fear of pushing this on a 24-hour spectrum of COVID-19, coronavirus, Omicron, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As I said, when they came up with this variant nonsense, you know, it was never going to stop. Each year, it'll be a different variant for those who have bought into this. Some that bought into it at the beginning have woke up now. So again, it's never too late for any of you who might have taken any of these shots. So don't panic. Stay calm. That's the key. Remain calm. So with that, Sister Antoinette, did you have another current event?
Yes. Since we were speaking on AI, they have generated AI and games will create a copyright crisis, which I thought was pretty interesting. The person that created, Mr. Magoo, he didn't create it, but a survivor trying to survive in a post-apocalyptic world by scavenging among the ruins of what is left. You haven't eaten in 2 days, so you're desperately searching for food. So began Magoo's 300-ish word tell, a woe in which, driven half mad by starvation, he happens upon a man dressed in white. Jesus Gordon Ramsay offering him a greeting kiss. Magoo is stabbed in the neck. As lame as this story is, wait a minute, a pop-up. It hints at a naughty copyright issue. The games industry is only just beginning to unravel. I've created a story using my imagination. But to do that, I used an AI helper. So who wrote the tale and who gets paid for the work? So they're saying in several years of experimentation with the tool, people have generated far more compelling D&D narratives than mine, as well as videos. So, Brother Eddie, they're, you know, basically saying that, you know, everybody, you know, copywriting their things, that is going to be, I guess, the problem for AI. Who owns it? Who truly owns the work? And this is in The Wire, y'all.
Okay,
Eddie?
I'm here, yeah, it's very interesting. Again, somewhat of a diversion on who will own, because at the end of the day, it's for the greedy barons, it's all about the money. And it's giving us, you know, something else to chase. Just so happens that all day today, on the news, they're talking about how the government is discussing now AI real heavily on basically how to invest and using the cover scheme of America wanting to be first or not want to be in last place dealing with the technology behind AI. You know, granted, that has some validity. The main thing is the greed that these people are seeing that is going to be made with AI, with this new technology. But one particular senator stated that, you know, yes, AI could be very beneficial to humanity if it doesn't kill us first. And I'm like, wow. This is what
that's
a senator basically said, but this is what we've been talking about, because just so happens I'm watching an old movie, family. This is why, you know, things, it's in divine order. Why am I channel surfing? And I run up on a 1973 movie entitled Westworld. For those of you who know Westworld, and for those of you who don't know this particular 73 movie that basically starred Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner as one of the robots. So when you think about it.
Before you get into that, you get into it, let me take this caller real quick.
Okay.
And then
yes, do
you
that.
Can tell us.
Okay.
Area code 706.
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie.
Good evening, Brother
number.
Kwame.
That's the reason
how
why
you
I
doing?
Didn't recognize it. Hello, Brother
Kwame. This is my landline at home. I got some troubles with my cell phone, so I'm using my landline because I had to get in on this show. And
thank you.
Yeah, but Brother Eddie and is going on Westworld, and you know we're gonna meet sooner or later, bro. We just couldn't get there when I was up there. But
ain't no problem, man. I know things happen.
Right. You know, and the thing that y'all were talking about, and it's something that Spirit is giving me at looking at, is you were talking about divine intelligence and artificial intelligence, but then the other part of it is I was going back and looking historically at things and the way that we have been given. And funny, you went back to Westworld, but you have to go back to the whole thing of Westworld was everybody wanted to be a cowboy, and that was part of the thing. But going back to something I've been working on, it's called from picking to clicking. And the thing that I looked at is that in our captivity, we were made to pick cotton. And cotton was the thing that created the industrial age, because that cotton was changed into threads, and it was changed into textiles, and it created the industrial age. And now we're in what we're doing is that cotton was basically you had to pick 100 pounds a day, because it takes so much cotton to create the threads, to create the textiles, to create the cloth, to create the industry of the garments. So that was the way in which this country manifested and got its wealth. And some of the highest grade of cotton, because if you ever tried to buy Egyptian cotton sheets, you're going to pay a few hundred dollars for some sheets. And so that was the quality of that cotton, because it made such a powerful, a strong thread that it would endure. The thing that I'm seeing with it is now we've created from that thread, and looking at how they utilize that thread in order to make the textiles, we turn around and change it into fiber optics, where it used to be the communication was with copper. Now they went to fiber optics, in which they created this light transmitter that they could transmit information through, as opposed to using the old phones like we did. We now created the technology where it's clicks instead of picks. So how many clicks do you get in this AI is to create the wealth? How many picks that you did was to create the wealth of the cotton industry that created the industrial industry? Now they've just moved it over to the technology side into saying that how many texts can you get? How many threads? What's the new instead of it being what's his name? He just created what he's going to call the thread. Well, now you can text more messages, and it will be connected by satellite as opposed to be by threads, the cable. So what we're looking at is a continuation of this industrial, because now the techno age is what the industrial age was. And you looked at the part of this country being the wealthiest because cotton was king. Cotton used to be, called white gold. That's what cotton used to be called. And so this is what made this country so famous, because it was the provider of the agricultural source. Now we took them back, and how did they get the industrial source? Because they used the people that could pick cotton, could grow, and who could work the fields. Now you got the people in the Congo that's getting all the minerals, that the tin, the titanium, the cobalt, all of that to make the technology industry, using the same people. You see it? Because this is what we're doing, and the thing of it is that we went from picking to clicking, because you're looking at how many of our people, billions of people now, every time you click on an app, anytime you click that phone or that iPad, whatever you do, you're putting money into that industry. The same way as every bed of cotton you picked, you put money into that industry because it was used to make a thread to make an industry more profitable. We're doing the same thing over again.
Yeah,
maybe
I
think it's something. I'm just trying to wrap my head. And you're talking about climate change. I mean, climate has been changing because we went from an ice age to where we are now having different climates. And yes, we are in a different era because we're in a different place in the galaxy. We have different alignments. We have cycles, what's called the solar maximum, the solar minimum. And this whole thing with weather warfare, because what they've done is now they know that there's certain frequency you can transmit to hit the ionosphere. You can redirect the energy that's in the clouds, because the clouds is a conductor. When you, Brother Eddie, say in the aquarium, it's the water that's evaporating, because that ice age was put here by divine intelligence to saying that this planet is getting ready to go around this Milky Way galaxy, and it's going to come back here, and it's going to have the water, has to have the memory and consciousness of the purity, what it was at that time when the Creator froze it. Because that ice that is in the Arctic and the Antarctic was frozen in a time when this planet was in its purest form.
Yes, Brother Kwame. Can you hold that until we start the questions and answers on, and that way you can tell us exactly what's on your mind?
Okay.
Okay, can you hold it just a little bit?
Yeah, got it.
Thank you. Okay, Brother Eddie, you want to continue?
Right quick, Brother Kwame is so on point, because again,
yes,
it just echoes what I said, dealing with them talking about climate change.
Yes.
The climate of the earth with the water that is supposed to be happening that affects and changes our attitude. That's why the climate that they're getting is our attitude towards the melting of the glaciers that are hitting the people from that evaporation of the water that's now in the air, the water and air of Aquarius, and the memories and consciousness of the air from the evaporation of the water is what they see through the process of algorithms and data that's collected. So that's why the concern and the push us dealing with a climate instead of our attitude that is being activated at this particular time from the water, the air, the moisture, and our atmosphere. These are the things we should be talking about when we offset climate change. No, that's our attitude. That's why we keep talking about the change. A change is going to come. It's here, family. We're talking about it. We're putting it together piece by piece, bit by bit. That's what they call it, dealing in computer talk. So, yes, and even to just quick touch on, again, Westworld. And, yes, Brother Kwame, Westworld was capitalizing on Westworld, a cowboy resort, but they were showing different resorts. They showed another resort that was dealing with medieval time and swords and like King Arthur. They showed another one that was dealing with just a resort that you can go to and just everything at your whim. So it was just showing that this particular place had different locations with different themes, like a theme park that you can go. But they capitalized on Westworld. But when they were showing Westworld, you go back, you see that when your Brenner's Android went off base, the other androids at the other facilities were also going off base. But at the end, or during the movie, what really got me was even back then they were saying that what are these computers doing? They're not basically shutting down and responding to the program. And the head doctor said, we don't know what they're doing. Because when computers start to program computers each other, we don't know what they have told or programmed them to do. So just like we're saying, and as Sophia, the AI, said about killing humanity, we don't know once these so-called computers, AIs that they're developing, are now capable of not only repairing themselves, but modifying themselves without anybody. We don't know what they modify or modifying themselves to do. So, again, it's a slippery slope. But at the same time, we offset it by using those same numbers, AI, which is 6, which is God first, to put the spiritual essence of the divine to offset what so many are repeating by the definition of the word, even AI. Their definition, their word, their manifestation, once we repeat it. When we use that number to AI and change it and convert it into the word dealing with the divine, see, that's what's happening now. That's the attitude they call the climate, the attitude of what we're talking about, that we're not constantly pushing their narrative, pushing their program. AI 6, program is 6. Shit is 6. Algorithm is 6. Climate is 6. Attitude is 6. We are talking more spiritual than physical and material, which are the lower chakras where they want to keep us. That spiritual starts from the heart. That's why heart is 6. So with that, Brother Kwame, you can come back in if you wanted to add to that and share and expound on what you were talking about, because all of it, it's all connected, even by the numbers and what we're talking about. When we really open up, that's why I want questions so that answers and even the questions take me to another thought, you know, which means that, again, the 4 is we're still learning. All of us. That puts us on the inner and overstanding that we're still learning. Spiritual truth. So, again, you can bring our brother Kwame back in if he's ready to add to the class. Hello? Sister Antoinette, are you on mute?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you, Brother Kwame. Go ahead.
Okay, and I was on mute. And the thing that I'm looking at is looking at what I'm looking at in comparisons as these two industries. You know, cotton was king, and how much cotton was worth, and how much cotton does it take to make a pair of jeans, and how many, you know, all of that is composed of what happened for picking. What we're looking at is how much money does a mobile app make? Because when we look at what these mobile apps are making, when they create it, and every time that you click on or like whatever that you talking to, you're talking about in 2021 it was $299 billion, and that was in 2021, 2022. Was $347 billion. So what we'll look now, $247 billion was in 2020. $290 billion was in 2022. That was just last year of what these apps are producing from the people that create these. Not saying what the manufacturing cost of what these phones is being made from the mineral resources on the slave labor that they're using to get the minerals in order to produce the material to create these computers, these laptops, these cell phones, and all of this. So what we're looking at is the resources that's coming from the earth that people of man is taking and manufacturing and created a new a techno industry that now is the thing in which is communication. And this is a communication and information, be it fake news or be it real news, be it, you know, true information or artificial information. Because what they're finding is it was a demand to cover yourself and clothe yourself and have these different attires and these different wardrobes and different designer clothes was made from that which cotton produced. Now you have people that want information that's coming from sources in which they created algorithms and apps, and the technology for information is endless as far as what they're looking at trying to do with this, because what they're doing is comparing the frequency of where we are in the galaxy and what these planets alignment and the consciousness is coming. They're now attempting and seeing, how can we distort this? How can we change these people from having this ability? Because it's what we're looking at is, what is an app? An app is a tool. And then it's not just about money. It's about the audience and being able to capture those young minds, because they're capturing the minds of our children in the womb. They're capturing the minds of our children in the womb, because you look at these women that's carrying phones in their breasts when they're pregnant, or you're sitting there pregnant with a laptop on your lap, those frequencies transmitted from those radio waves that's coming in to the Wi-Fi waves is going into your body and going into that undeveloped fetus yet. And so these are the ways in which they look at how this source is going to benefit the investment of people who are investing in this industry. Because you look at something where this is what today's in California, California caught Jenner's Growers Association in California, because they, you know, cotton pickers nowadays, they have machines, but even cotton pickers now has the thing to where they're getting paid more than a waitress in some of these restaurants, high-end restaurants, and doing that, because this is what the industry is being able to do now. And what we're looking at is, I have this PowerPoint where I'm showing a brother in the field with a young boy, showing him how to pick cotton and putting it in a bag, and a grandfather sitting with a young boy on his lap, teaching him having the young boy teaching the grandfather how to use the laptop, because the role has been reversed. Elders now don't understand the technology as well as the children. Now the children are teaching the elders, where the elders in the days of picking had to show the child how to pick and how to produce that 100 pounds of cotton. Now you're trying to teach the elder how to get the information so you can check on your bank account and you can pay your bills, because it's no longer licking the stamp and putting it in an envelope and mailing. Everything basically is done through what? Technology. So we're looking at this role reversal. And the part of it is that we're looking at, you know, these elders that came up in the time that things were different. But we got to look at, what really are we seeing? Because what we had before, a million years before we even people became on this planet, as far as Homo sapiens, we had a worldwide web on this planet. The worldwide web was where the trees talked to the other trees, they talked to the plants, and they gave the nutrition and they transmitted the feeding and the information to each other through the worldwide web. And so this is what we're looking at in our communities, because our communities, you know, have a thing to where we're looking at the hurt of one is the hurt of all, and our culture is medicine. And what we're looking at, how do we create this network that the forest has been able to sustain and live through? How do we create this? Because we have in our community, we have drug trees, we have theft trees, we have soil that's angry, that's that energy that's being put into the ground is what? Anger, guilt, shame. So how do we get to create this healing force? By coming back to nature and reconnecting to our mother, because they wiped out the trees and put down asphalt and concrete, tall buildings to block the sun, put in telephone towers, they put in power lines. All of these things is to distort the frequency of consciousness to get the people into this frequency bandwidth that they're now doing with the 5G C-band. That's for the 8G. This is how they're programming, because now they didn't ban you. Now they're getting ready to put a band around you because you're going to be caught in this frequency band. This is why they're creating what's called smart cities. So we've got to look at how all of this is being implemented. Anyway, that's my question. How do we deal with this artificial, and how do we reconnect back to our divine intelligence?
Wow, that was a long question that you put together. But basically, the ending of what you basically said gave the answer right there, because, again, this is what they're doing with the technology that's being used in all of the devices, and it's technology to implement artificial, but they've used real pieces to develop it. So again, the technology is brought forth to take us away from our natural frequency. This is what they're doing. So if we started to communicate more about our frequency, and when we talk about technology, make sure that the conversation is geared on what is trying to offset that natural frequency of change that's in the air. So we know that this technology uses what's called the net. This net is an artificial representation of where we get back to nature. It's called grounding, because you want to get back to nature, put your feet in the ground, grounding towards the communication of the roots, the real worldwide web. And still today is the roots up under the earth. Roots is 22, which is the 4. The net is 13, which is the 4. Again, the net is the artificial means through technology to take us away from our natural roots in the frequency coming from the earth and the universe, or the universe to the earth, as above, so below. So again, we have to control what's being said and use, as again, the numbers of each word to guide us to the words to offset what is being used today. Remember, the names keep changing, but the numbers remain the same. We find that same number, those numbers that keep appearing, we now break that cycle of what's called coincidence. See? So again, I'm using the numbers to certain words that I know are resonating because they come to me. I'm not reading from any book or a script or anything like that. It's now on the pages of my brain, my mind. So when certain topics come up, questions, I have various ways of using the same number of words that's being asked of me with the question to give the answer with a different word but the same number, as technology is what they've put for our frequency. The frequency is the awakening. That's what technology is meant to block or even kill. The frequency of the awakening that's happening, that we are conversating about. Because every time we talk about the frequency, we talk about the sound, we talk about the awakening, it takes the power of the technology of what they're pushing. That's what's part of the new, as they call it, the new world order. The technology is the new. The technology is the reset. But it's the frequency of the awakening, age of Aquarius. And it's nothing that they can do. They're trying their best. So I hope that answered your question, Brother Kwame.
Well, yes, and, you know, we who have been studying and have been downloaded, because these frequencies are not coming from inner earth. These frequencies are coming, like you said, as above, so below. And where we are in this galaxy and where we are lining up with these planetary alignments, we're now that each planet and each part of these outer sources above us, up under us, around us, is transmitting frequencies that's changing in the Earth's consciousness and all the things that is in the Earth, and we are being re-downloaded. That's why they're creating the barriers of distortion, just like we used to have to put a piece of aluminum on the rabbit ears, or you turn that antenna a certain way in order to do what? To be able to get a clear picture. And what they're now doing is that they know that we're getting a clear picture of who we are and what we can become, but what they're doing is trying to interfere and create an artificial being, artificial intelligence, instead of a divine intelligent being. This is what we're challenged with, and this is the part of what DI versus AI is happening. Because even with all the computers that they have on this planet cannot hold the information that the World Wide Web has already created, in which everything is connected in this planet. And so what we're seeing now is, how do we not get disconnected? Because that's their mission. This is why it's called entertainment, is to enter you and detain you from connecting to who you are in the divine intelligence image of your creator.
Ashe, like I said, I can't say it any better, because, again, you just reiterated what technology is meant to do. You know, I mean, it has its good purposes, but long story short, man and his wicked devices. We constantly talk about the wickedness that is being done with the technology, that we still see the good that it should be used for. But again,
right, but even when we say the word technology, is to take knowledge, to take knowledge. And this is what it's in the wording that they give it, you know, a new, like you said, a new language, but it's still the same purpose of what they're wanting, is to take the divine knowledge and put their knowledge, which is artificial, in order to do what? Take control of the mind, because if you get control of the mind, guess what follows?
Yes, the body, the ass follows. Yes. Free your mind and your ass will follow. So again, that mindset is a mind that we follow. When we, again, use the power of the tongue to repeat, to reiterate, to regurgitate their program, the way that, again, that they're put it in our face. That gives it life. We can take it away.
Right. And that's a good analogy, because the tongue is the only muscle in the body that is not connected on the other end. All other muscles in the body are connected on both ends. The tongue is the only one, and the tongue is the precursor to anything going into the body. All the nerve endings are in the tongue. Those sensitivity, those little taste buds, or what we call taste buds, sends the message to the body and says, this is what's getting ready to come down. Prepare for this, 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 and this. Secrete this, do that. Because it's the messenger. And the tongue is the most vicious thing in the human body, even in martial arts. The tongue causes war, because if you say kill or you say this, you can't take it back, because you put it out there, and the universe got to do what? Answer what you've let come off your tongue. Spirituality rolls off people's tongues like loose change. But guess who's cashing in on it?
Yeah, we just said who's cashing in, because, again, when we talk about these apps that are meant, or it's geared, it's not meant, but it's geared for our children, is how they're getting paid. Well, I just said that magic number of incantation of the power of God, which is 4. Apps is 13. Children is 31. Paid is 13. See? That's even part of the class. When we truly start to see that, if we look at what we've been given, that it's an experiment through our experience, and that most people unknowingly gravitate towards the number behind the word of God. In a lot of things we do, we don't know why we are drawn to say or to even use certain words that at the end of the day, unknowingly, as they say, the names change, but that's why the number remains the same. Same as 13. That's God. We keep seeing that number. So even for an example, we will talk about brand names. And let me use soda pops, as some people call them. Well, we'll look at 7-Up. We'll look at Sprite. Basically the same thing. But some people will say, I like Sprite better than 7-Up. Some say 7-Up better than Sprite. We look at Coke and we look at Pepsi. People tell you they prefer Pepsi over Coke or Coke over Pepsi. A mindset again, but not even knowing that that number of God is behind all these things that I just mentioned. Brand name. Brand is 13. Soda is 13. Both 4. When we look at 7-Up, we'll see, again, it's hidden in plain sight because they give you a number and a word. So if I change that number 7 into the word 7, it becomes 22. And the word up is 9. 22 plus 9 is 31. There's the 4. Sprite, 31. There's the 4. Coke is 13. There's the 4. Pepsi is 22. There's the 4. Did we even think of any of these things? Does any, no, this is the time we're going to come out of all of this programming by seeing the number of what all of these things that are actually in control. Control is 22. We've been conditioned to go towards brand names of certain items, not recognizing, realizing, or even thinking of the number behind anything. This is just a way that we are being given to come out of this program. This is different from that. It's the same thing by the number. It's because our minds and what we have put in our, as Brother Kwame said, that tongue that basically tells you what you're drinking. But before that, guess what? That can, that name, that number that we gravitate to, we've already got a particular sensation of what we should be tasting by that brand. This is why we can drink certain pops or eat certain food today and know it's not the same thing that was in this product that we drank or ate years and even decades ago. How all of these things that were even natural back then that were put in these products are more and more genetically enhanced, that is not real. It's artificial, like everything else they're pushing, the real to the artificial, along with our intelligence. That's the artificial intelligence that I talk about, dealing with the artificial things that intelligently we know is not real. I'm not pushing their definition of what artificial intelligence is meant to. I know that. Now it's time for us to take control by the words we use and the way we use them. And it's all part of that Jim Code, Jim Crow. It's all part of a program. Because that's what Jim Crow, Jim Code, both are six. It's a program. All in the way we deliver the words that we're using, our way or their way. That's why being the eight, let us fix us. Carper Nations, the royal nations of order. That's what's happening with this paradigm shift. We're getting back in not only the order of the planetary alignment, but our mental alignment to now get correct, to be accurate. All of this about slaves picking cotton, and we don't think that the copper-colored Native Americans that were a lot of us wasn't picking cotton. We heard nonsense like the Indians couldn't stay out in the fields and pick. What in the hell? This is all they did out in nature. But again, to set up the paradigm to give us another whitewash of the Indians that they put on television in front of us that has nothing to do with who we are and who the real natives of this land is. Our ancestors, they're trying so hard to distract us with this ancestry.com on, you got this much blood, making sure you ain't got no Indian in you by their nonsense that people will buy into with this Louis Henry Gates from Harvard, be very, very cautious when you hear anybody or anything that comes from Harvard, because they were one of the main echelons of MK Ultra, mind control, and their basements and sub-basements of those so-called ivory universities. So, yes, these are things. It's those, that number four, again, using music, television, or movies, we gravitate towards certain movies, music, or television series that become great by whose standards, but again, the title in itself draws us to it without us even knowing. I give some, for instance, it was a movie that came out a while back called The Net. Well, I use that because we've been talking about The Net. But The Net comes up to four. Hello?
I give some, for instance, it was a...
Ah, Rabbi Eddie, I made it back in. Lord, that was hard.
Oh, well, I was wondering what started playing. I'm like, what's happening here?
No, I was able to listen to the show through the internet, but I wasn't able to get back. Every time I tried to call in, it would drop.
Oh, that's what was
and
happening.
And I just
okay.
kept calling.
Okay.
Yeah, I just kept calling. Even when I called from my landline, it wouldn't let me in.
Okay, well, you're back in now, so great.
Yeah. Oh,
so
boy.
I was talking about.
But I'm here.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I heard you try to chime in.
Yeah, and you started off talking about part of it was with Westworld. And, you know, in the West, when they had cattle drives, in order for the ranchers or those folks taking those cattle to market, what did they have to have on their cattle?
They had to have their brand.
So what we're seeing is that you have these people that choose to be these brands, and they're branding you without even forcing you with a hot iron or herding you into these stores or into these buying frenzies to buy to become that brand that those people that are the ranchers or the herders of the people into their market. See how the words, and then
mm-hmm.
you look at how people, you know, I want this brand name. I'm going to wear Tommy Hilfiger. I'm going to wear Gucci. I'm going to wear this brand. And so the thing is that in them creating the textile and creating the designer label is to have that brand on something that's going to be consumed and worn. But now it's being, the thing is that it's being the mind that is being taken, and the brands of frequencies of TikTok, of Facebook, or Instagram, these frequencies are the new branding. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I got these many hits. Everybody's clicked, or everybody's picking me because they picking me. So but you're not, when you're getting picked or you getting all of these likes, you're not connected to any of those beings, you know, unless it's family, but you're not really benefiting, because every click benefits those who created it. Those created these billionaires and trillionaires. Now Amazon, I think, is up in the trillion. So you're looking at each one of those clicks creates a code that creates the wealth of those ones who's creating these brands of technology.
Yes, I definitely agree, and it just hit me too. You pick or click, but again, each app from the clicks, they're getting paid.
Each pick of the cotton digging.
Yeah, so clicks on the 22.
That's how they became the wealthy.
Yeah.
Is that every pick of that cotton made this country's wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, I was going with clicks, looking at the number, clicks come to 22, which is 4. Paid is 13, which is 4. So again, all the clicks is enabling them to be paid.
Right.
So, yes, it's you know, I love it when I see how the numbers just add up. And these are, like I said, clicks were never on my barometer, but now it's there because it's I see that 4. And I love the way you put it together with the picks and the clicks, you know, then and now. So, again, this is how they keep changing words and they still getting paid because we don't know that we're being used or we are the menu. Me and you, as it said, menu is 13.
Right.
This is how they're getting paid off of us.
Right.
Because we're the menu. We're doing the work.
Right.
So, yes, I totally agree.
They create the threads, which is the algorithms, the gem codes, or the algorithms, or now the new frequencies that now they moved it from landlines to cell phone towers to satellites.
Yep. It's in the clouds.
Right.
As they say, they put it in the clouds. That's why clouds is 23 to 5. You know, it's going to appear coming from the clouds. What are they talking about? What's in the clouds that they have now, and what is hiding behind and within the clouds? When we see the beautiful light shows that we have now, dealing with the storms, we're definitely having one here in Chicago. We've been having today. They even talked about tornadoes touching down in certain parts of Illinois here by Rockford Airport.
You see,
yeah.
That's weather warfare, where they're able to know that they can, the meteorologists can say, okay, this weather pattern is formed here. If we turn the frequency up on our harp antennas, we can give a little more static into that water, because that water is a conductor. So I transmit that frequency into that, so I'm giving more energy to that water to create a greater mass of storm, to where I can direct it even by moving that frequency. Well, it will move with that frequency of your antennas. This is what HARP has been able to do in what they call now weather warfare, because they say we can use the weather in order to do battle with the people.
Oh, yeah. Yes. HARP is, as you know, been doing that for some decades now, weather manipulation. So dealing with the different stratospheres in the atmosphere, you know, they're able to use certain portions of the spheres to interrupt and prevent or to let in certain areas what frequencies, what waves, radio waves, heat signals and waves that they're using with the technology, because they've amped everything up. We haven't talked about CERN in a while, but here in Illinois, we know that they have a sister to CERN called the Fermilab. And this is why a lot of attention is here in Illinois, especially Chicago, because of this massive machine, not anywhere near CERN, but still has that capacity to do over here what's being done over there. So,
what's it called
yes,
again,
it's a Fermilab. Fermilab. So, yeah, that's been here in Illinois, I think, since the 60s. So, and people are just finding out about it now. Just like people 5 years ago just started talking about CERN. So these things have been around for decades. And they've been doing the same thing that Brother Kwame, when he mentioned HARP, that these people are doing, the Blue Brain Project, dealing with augmented reality and putting images, holographical images in different places. When people are seeing things that they can't distinguish if they're real or not, you know. So technology has us at a standstill now that we have to be real sure in the things that we think we see. Because a lot of these light shows.
By entertainment.
That's a lot of the UFOs that people are now thinking they're seeing is just a projection of a hologram.
This is why, again, the drones are so relevant now because they could use larger drones shaped like saucers and send them up with light shows, you know, that people won't know if it's actually a ship or the holograms. But again, it's more distraction than anything because why are they doing this? Because they don't want people to know for sure what we already know. See, that's the
take
key.
Take your mind off of what they're doing. Take your eyes off of them and put your eyes on the artificial.
Constant distractions. Let me give you some more of these spores that, again, we gravitate even to things that we watch on television, movies, or some of the music, the particular artists that we listen to, the number behind who they are, what they do. I started off with an old movie called The Net, which comes to four. Old classic that a lot of people love. It's called White Christmas. Comes to four. People really got into all of the Dark Knights ever since it started way back in the 60s with the original Batman. Batman comes to four, 13. Then we have another comic book cartoon slash now a Marvel hero character, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Well, Spider-Man is 31. We have a rerun that a lot of people still like with Raymond Burr called Perry Mason. Perry Mason is 31. Pictures like, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, it's funny you did that because when I was up there, my sister always liked watching old Perry Mason. And, you know, Perry Mason, he would have been really popular now with the LGBT because when he turned around and got off of his series, he took his lover and he bought them an island and both of them moved to it.
Oh, yeah. So, and it's no coincidence that Perry Mason, 31 of 4, like you said, the LGBTQ, 22, which is 4, would have loved him. Yes, they would have.
Right.
So,
yes, just a minute, gentlemen. We have a caller that, okay, they had their hand up and they just put their hand down.
Okay. All right. So Perry Mason, we've heard of the movie called The Club, which is 4, The Dark, which is 4. Everybody still loves this one that watched it called The Matrix, which is 4. The Second Coming was a movie called The Second Coming. That's 4. The Truth is 4. Artificial Reality is 4. as I mentioned, experience. It's because the experiment is done on a rat, 13, which is 4, a rabbit, 22, which is 4. And it comes down to a person now. Person is 22, which is 4. Because they say after they go from the animal, who's next? To people. Animal comes to 2, people come to 2. That's off the 4. But people and animal, 2 and 2 is 4. This is why we're dealing with stop complaining. Stop complaining is 4. And start questioning. Questioning is 4. This is what we don't need to complain anymore. Question everything. Not with a complaint, but a legitimate question. Answer is 4. Keep it simple, stupid. Simple is 4. Solution is 4. Trust is 4. You have a message. Everybody has a message. Message is 4. It's the understanding that we have of self. Understanding is 4 that gets you to your overstanding. Overstanding is 4. We are better once we figure it out. Better is 31, which is 4. Once we get better, we truly learn the spiritual. Spiritual is 4, lesson. The spiritual lesson. Lesson is 22, which is 4. See, we are pulled towards all of these 4s, never knowing the number of actual God that's behind these words that I'm mentioning. Because the spiritual fight is 31, is 4, is what we're having. That's what's real. Real is 13, which is 4. We talk about the spirit of God. Spirit 31, 4, God 13, 4. This is what's absolute, 31. When we talk about we're on a highway, we talk about technology highway. Well, the highway is actually the spiritual highway that we should be talking about, not the artificial means. Highway comes to 31, which is 4. Expressway comes to 40, which is 4. Interstate comes to 49, which is 4. They can give us all these different terms of all of this is still 4, family, all of it. It's spiritual at the end of the day, and it's only what they claim it to be once we start pushing, repeating, regurgitating the paradigm of a highway, an expressway, or an interstate. That's their stuff. It's spiritual. We take command of the words that they have given the number of God that we never saw. That's part of the experiment. They know what sticks now. When they give us words and we gravitate to it because we don't know it, COVID-19, don't think of no number. We just keep repeating that word, not knowing what number it basically comes to. Were you trying to say something, Brother Kwame?
And you hitting on the 4, and I was hoping that you were giving all of the words that go, that come to 4. But the part the 4 directions, northeast, south, and west, the 4 stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the infancy, adolescence, adult, and elder. You know, you're looking at the 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spring, summer, fall, winter. So mm-hmm. those are also the 4, but those are the divine 4s.
Mm-hmm. It's all connected, exactly. So you just did that part there, so I don't have to go there. So, again, this is what I'm saying. All these 4s, just like you have that beast that has 4 heads, 4 horns, 4 heads. You know, so, again, it's dealing with the directions, the 4 elders. You know, 40 days and 40 nights, the 400 years, you know, the 40 years and the will, the 4 is there, see? So again, once we connect all connected is 4. It's all connected. See, we disconnect it all by the definition of each word. Each word that I've mentioned, everybody puts in its particular category by its definition and direction. By the number, it's all connected. This is how we take back, even using the English language that we've been taught, because we're not using it the same way over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result. We ain't getting no result that way. We finna get results now, because we're seeing these words by the number a different way.
Yes,
so
we
this
have
is,
a caller.
Again, okay, bring them in. Bring them in.
Okay. Area code 313. I believe this is Miss Kim.
Ooh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Greetings, Miss Kim.
Ms.
How
Kim.
Are you doing?
Greetings. Blessings, everybody. How you all doing?
Yes. Thank you.
I hear you. I was just listening, and I was doing pretty good until you got on that where you're at now. I've got a couple of things that I wanted to ask about the, one of my little goddaughters that passed recently. She had a thing that she was dealing with, a beautiful nightmare. And I'm wondering
a
where was that.
A beautiful nightgown?
Nightmare.
A nightmare. I thought you said nightmare, but I was okay. Okay.
And I was wondering where would that fall in the numbers?
Brother Eddie, you got that?
Okay, I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. I'm here laughing and getting ready to chime in. But, yes, beautiful nightmare. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful is 40. There's that four, family. Gravitate to it. Nightmare is also 40.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
that's
yes.
what I felt. I mean,
so
I
that's an
know.
Eight.
Yes. Lord God
wow.
is eight. Mother is eight. Center is eight. Matter is eight. We started off with today's date. Remember, I told you came to an eight. See, we
and
have to get serious.
Total nightmare comes to, yeah, beautiful nightmare comes to a six.
Okay, what is?
Yeah, six. Beautiful nightmare.
What is?
Pardon me?
What is night? Night is 26, right?
Yeah, well, nightmare together is 38.
Okay, I got nightmare. What did you come? Oh, you are right. Mare is 12. I put mare at 14. Thank you, 38. You are correct. You are correct. I'm doing it in my head real quick, and I had mare being 14 instead of 12. Thank you for the correction. So, yes. So, yes, nightmare would come up to a 6.
Yeah.
So,
no,
yeah.
Nightmare comes up to 11.
No, I'm saying beautiful nightmare. Comes
oh,
to a
beautiful
six.
Nightmare. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
When you add nightmare onto beautiful nightmare, yeah. Yes, so yes. So that's what I'm saying. The whole thing, like as you said, it comes to a six. 4 plus 2 is the 6. So yeah.
Yes.
So in retrospect with that, Miss Kim, with it being 6, then I would basically go with what we were talking about earlier with the 6 being AI, which is 6. But again, to offset using the 6, using the word, and again, we formulate what you want that 6 to be within your realm of where you are. Yeah. So anytime I see 6, I'm going to think of God first. God
yeah.
is 4, first is 2. That's the 6. Then I'm going to start pulling in the different words that come to 6. That deal with what I'm trying to create. Because, again, we are the creators. And if we keep
right.
using anything the way that we've been given it, it's the program, which is 6, that we can come out of. Out is 6. We've been put in a condition. In is 6. But we can get out. So, yes, Ms. Kim, I hopefully that kind of helped your question that you were asking.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. And how are you doing anyway? You're sounding good. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, Brother Eddie. I ain't gonna claim nothing else.
There it is.
I'm not claiming anything else. I'm blessed, and I've been blessed all my life, and I'll be blessed till I leave.
Okay.
Yes, you
that's
are,
it.
Ms. Kim.
Claim it, family. That's a beautiful saying. Claim it. That's why claim
yes,
it
I
comes
have
to six.
To make.
Yes. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
I have an announcement to make. Sister Parrish is having some issues right now, and she needs finances. So no matter what it is that you can send, please connect with her and send it, because she is really in a bad place right now, and she needs help. So as a family, you know, one of my questions was, how long am I my brother's keeper? So, you know, we are our brother's sister's keeper. So no matter what you have to spare, you know, $1, $2, you know, hopefully more, but whatever you have, we need to forward it to her to help her out at this time. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I've sent something to her, and give her my love. I'll be praying.
Thank you. I will definitely tell her that, Ms. Kim.
Yes. So again, I didn't know. Again, the last time the family member put a call out. Yes. Anybody that can do anything, again, is greatly appreciated. And these are the things, like I said, once we get together, we should be able to do a little bit more than what we are doing. But it's because of the distraction and where we're putting our finances and a lot of this technology, especially on our children, buying them these gadgets and toys and devices. Instead of, again, talking, communicating, developing that relationship. Brother Kwame had said something. Go ahead. Is someone trying to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say the talking is fine, but we need to do what we're supposed to do. And that was the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was second nature. That's one of the things that helped us to be here now. It's because we took care of each other.
That's exactly right. That's what's missing. As
Party.
We, again, use the vernacular, it takes a village to raise a child. We don't see that village anymore. We don't even know that the neighborhood is an extension of the community. So, you know, we don't even call them neighborhoods. We call it the hood now, you know, because most people don't even know their neighbors. A lot of us are closer on these lines than people in our neighborhoods. A lot of people don't know everybody on their block the way we used to know everybody on the block and the next block and so forth, where we were a part of the community. Again, all of that has been lost, and it's being farther taken that way with technology, because this is what technology is being used to do. It's not made to do that, but it's being used that our children will text each other and use this technology more than communicating. Person to person, face to face, you know.
So what are the children wearing?
Yes, hoodies. Absolutely correct.
Hoodies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do with horses when we had horse and buggies And what did they do? They put those blinders on the side that you couldn't, the horse couldn't use his peripheral.
Right, so they can
don't
shoot.
See what's in front of it. And the same thing is happening with the hood. The hood in itself is to keep you looking down at that phone and not looking at what's going on either side, not to use your peripheral, but to focus in. And what they're doing is to take away your knowledge by giving you a smartphone to take away your knowledge, your natural knowledge, by taking technology to take your knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about not just the smartphone, just the cell phone in and of itself. When that came on the front, how people, again, stop even trying to remember phone numbers. I know people today that when you ask them for their number, they got to look in their phone. They don't even know their own phone number. First thing they say is, well, I don't call myself. Duh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Duh. I don't call my... Well, what if somebody wants to call you and you don't have your phone? What do you give them? Oh, I'll get back when I get my phone. See, but
yeah,
that's
I'll
what
give
these
the house
phones,
number.
You know that, but at least you know a number. But it's,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, well, I've had that one for about 20 years, same number.
Right. So, again, that's a norm. But that's about how
yeah.
long it's been since we, because, again, I remember my first phone number from 1967. Never forget it. Never forget my first address. But it's like those
yeah.
things were basically programmed in us. But like I said, with the cell phones today, the children start off not even having to remember, or and the parents not even telling them and drilling them on the emergency numbers, their number to remember, you know, mom's dad, I got you on the phone. What if you lost your phone? What if your power went out of your phone? What if you couldn't get it because the phone was damaged? How would you call me if you didn't know my number? Do you think of any situations that you wouldn't have the use of your phone? Who you going to call? Ghostbusters? They ain't going to do you no good. See? But that's yeah. So, again, Ghostbusters ain't going to help your dilemma when you don't know your number. So,
well, that's true, because if you don't know your number, that doesn't help at all.
It doesn't help. And if you don't know anybody else's number and you don't have your phone, or you don't have the old reliable black or red phone book in your purse or in your pocket, you know, that you can scam through, because I do see seniors who still do that. They still, even though they got their phone, they got their little black phone book or pad that has all of their contact information, all their numbers, you know. So, again, today, when you ask somebody for their digits, you put it in your phone. You know, but we had to write it down on a piece of paper, get it, and hopefully remember it if you lost the paper, or if you had a dance back in the day and you liked the boogie. You know, a lot of guys and even girls did a lot of perspiring back then in the day when we really got on the dance floor. And if you had some paper in your pocket with a number down, you take it out, that paper might be wet, and you can't see anything. So I've had things like that happen to me back in the day, you know. But these are things, little stories like this that might not seem to be anything, are stories we can tell to just develop a relationship. Because, again, the each one teach one is great, but if we don't reach them, we can't teach them. And that's where the communication comes in, to be able to reach those you're trying to teach something to. So mm-hmm. that's where we are now, reaching that generation in order to teach the generation.
Yeah.
Because the school teacher starts at home school. We keep sending them to the public school. It don't add up. Home school, home five, school three, that's fix us. Five and three.
Oh, Brother Eddie, excuse me. Please forgive me. Forgive me, y'all. We have 14 minutes left in this live program. If you want to continue to listen or if you have a question or comment, you have to call in. And the call-in number is, give me a, Brother Eddie.
Call-in number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343. See, memory.
Okay.
Remember numbers.
Yes. Brother Eddie, you want to give them your contact information?
Oh, yes, family. Thank you, Sister Antoinette. Right now, until I get another phone, my email address has changed. So if I haven't been responding to anybody, that's why. Right now, if you want to reach me, I could be reached at E26-1903. That's E26-1903@gmail.com. Instead of 1993, put a zero in front of the nine and before the nine. 1903. E26-1903@gmail.com. Thank you, family, for that.
Oh,
and,
a zero.
Zero.
Pardon me?
Okay. You said, and somebody would put in the letter zero. First.
Zero, that's why, yeah. You said zero, so yeah, zero. The number zero. 19-0-93. So thank you for that, for clarification.
Yeah. Tomorrow, y'all, I haven't wrote it up yet, but tomorrow night I'll be back on with Judge Joe Brown and Mrs. Brown. So tomorrow we'll be discussing Judge Joe Brown's campaign and also what's going on in the banks. If you remember, Ms. Brown is a banker. She's is a former banker, and not only a former banker, she was also in the pharmaceutical. So we'll be having that discussion tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Glad you told me that. So I will, you know, be conscious of your time for tonight so we won't keep you long over time.
I slept all day. Only thing I did today was sleep.
You didn't sleep all day.
Yes, I did until I talked to you.
Right.
Yes, and I woke up just before then.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. But anyway,
I didn't get to ask my question.
Oh, go ahead, please ask your question.
Okay. Now, if you notice, people say "I love you" all the time, and "I love you" has been a greeting, such as "Hello." I mean, everyone who says "I love you" doesn't love you.
Okay, what's the question to that? That's a true statement. You know, it's become almost a fad with some people using love. You know, and it's not the same intent of the love that we have for one another in these classes. So again, and you could hear
love each other, or is it just that it's just a thing? You know, I mean,
you want an answer to that?
Yes.
Okay, it's very powerful what you ask, and it's a good question too. Is because for a person to say I love you is because what they see in you is how you love yourself, and the part of it is, do they love themselves? That's the question that needs to be answered. Yeah, you can tell me you love me, but do you love you? See, and that's the part is that people see how you carry and how you be about yourself and how you love you. And the part of it is that do they have that in themselves? Because the identify love, you have to also, when you use the word saying I love you, you have to know what love is because it has to be in you.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I love that Brother Kwame let me put a spin on that because, again, you touched a little something, and it, like I said, it's great the way it is, but just a slight spin, and it's exactly right. The love that somebody basically tells you how they feel with that statement of love is you being the mirror that they are responding to. They're seeing you, the mirror, and seeing the love in you because mirror and love is the same number. This is why you mirror the love coming from you that they see.
Right.
And again, being that mirror, as you said, gives them you being the mirror to look at themselves to see if that love that they're expressing to you is the same love that's coming from them. And you should be able to distinguish if that love, the way it's being said and the way it's being given, is reciprocated, being that mirror of love. We should
but
be able to feel
the
that.
Word, and this is why I said evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Evolution is a word, but when you put it in a mirror, divided, it says, know it you love, because the last four letters, evolve and love, are the same four letters.
Yes. So, yeah, that's great. So hopefully, Antoinette, that gave you a little something to look at that particular question that you asked.
And the other part
yeah.
to that is, too, Sister Antoinette, is a very powerful statement that you gave it. And for a person to say, I love you, but then you see how they don't love themselves, so how can they know or tell you something that they don't have in themselves?
Yes, that is true.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make that change. That's the love, baby. Na 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 na. Yes.
Yes, it is.
But what he's saying is he's looking at the man in the mirror. Because he's looking at what that man is reflecting. And the part
yeah.
of it is, he's looking at the mirror, but he's questioning what he sees in that mirror, because that's not love.
That's the question.
Because that's himself.
That is the question. That's why we're questioning everything. Question
but
and answer.
Even with that. And I was going to say this earlier when you were mentioning question. It's because the first word, Q-U-E-S-T, quest. What is the
mm-hmm.
quest for? What are you questing by asking a question?
Well, the quest is to know oneself. That's why quest is one. You are one.
But all, of,
it's all,
all
about
that you are.
Knowing the self. That's it.
Right.
The quest
but
is
that,
the quest of within you. That's why within is one. Quest is one. You are one. Self is one. Know is one. Frequency is one. Sound
what,
is one. Damn it, image is one.
What is question?
Huh? Question is a nine. That's you're questioning because you're learning. Learning is nine. That's
okay.
Every time
and
you
the
question, you find
of nine
a
is...
source. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, that's why I asked what was the number for question, because nine is completion, one is the quest. And the
again,
thing is, it should be one and with it from one to nine is all in you.
Again, it comes, that's why one plus nine is 10. You are 10 by number.
By,
all the words
back to
I
the
just
one.
Gave come to one. Everything I just said comes back to one. We keep separating each individual word. That's part of the program. We can't see the totality of everything's on the one.
And the
see?
Full circle, a circle is what?
Circle is 23 by number, but it's 360 degrees. The nine,
which is the nine.
By the time. But that's why
it's
nine,
nine
is learning. Everything we're talking about with the nine deals with learning information. Nine information is nine. Learning is nine. Source is nine.
Did I send you that KRS-One when he was talking about
with
the
nine? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because again, feminine nine. It's all about the nine. As you said, it's spiritual completion.
Right.
But before we get to the nine, we got eight other numbers, one through eight. But when you look at one plus eight gives you nine. But it's no coincidence that one comes to the word new and eight comes to the word old. N-O. New and old. But when you look at new, which comes to 10 or 1, and you spell 1, O-N-E, is 8. Mm. The new is the old. But do we see it? Do we just see it separate, old and new? Mm-mm, family, it's all, because that's why all connected comes to 9. Back to that 9. It's all connected. But do we see the whole connection by the words? You can't. The word actually keeps you divided. The five.
Okay.
Divided is 32. That's what the word, the English 32 word, is meant to keep us divided by each word. It's the numbers that bring us together.
But in staying in the now, what does now come to?
Seven.
And then
here
what does one come to? Because nine... Now spelled backwards is that you've won.
Mm-hmm. It's your own, too. O-W-N. It's your own. You have to own it. You have to own being in the now. That you've won once you're in the now because you own it. Claim it. Claim it. So, yes, that's why every word that anybody says, I'm going to see the number and see another way of bringing it all together, not to divide it. Because, again, when we are giving so much power, there's the tongue. The power's in the tongue. That's why power is one and tongue is one. The one and the one. See?
Right. And
which is the
know,
two, which is... The two is your voice. The one and the one comes to two. That's your voice. Lift it. Lift every voice and sing. Even that, hearing that song is the numbers. That's why it's the words or the music and lyrics. This is what's going to help fix us. Because music and lyrics is the same thing as fix us. It's in our music and in the lyrics. It's in the way we're using words, the use of words, which is the music and the lyrics, which is to fix us. Let us fix us. That's what we are. We got the power to do it, but we can't when we keep seeing the program words by the institutional lies mind that keeps us in the box, that we can't seem to think outside the box. Because the way we've been given the words of English, we keep using them. That's the institutionalized box we've been put in through education. We keep saying to edify, but we're still not seeing each word by the number to see the one, to see how it connects us to all of it. All of it. We can't see the all when we're hanging on each word in fragments, or as we said, pick or click. We're the pixels now. And the pixels got to be brought together in order to see the picture. So the pixels is nothing but our pieces of the puzzle that we're now bringing together.
Or connecting the dots.
There you go. That's the eight that, again, deals with the date of today's class is eight. Connect the dots. That was part of our last class, which is game, recognize game, eight. Connect the dot, mm-hmm. eight. Dictionary, eight. We the damn dictionary, but we have no power when we keep using the words the way their dictionary tells us we know. We've been taught that all our lives. Every word we speak, we've been taught it the way we've been given it by their definition. Quit it, y'all. We can't break no cycle using the same thing that they gave. Do you think they actually taught us the right way to use these English words of the occult? No.
Yeah.
It's only because it's the time of the revealing of this age of Aquarius, the awareness, the frequency that we're talking about, that gets us off of the program word usage the way we've been taught. That lie all our life. He's saying everything we've been taught was a lie. Start with the word. Each and every damn word you learned was a lie to keep us perpetuating the words the way we were taught it. Uh-uh, no more. It's over. The game is up, baby. Game, recognize game.
Right, and that's why I say pick or click, because
mm-hmm.
we pick. So if you're going out and you say, okay, I pick this candidate, so I'm going to click on that vote.
Mm-hmm.
It can click. It's still dealing with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the technology that, again, it none of it works if we didn't use it.
Right.
See? And it's just like a pick or click. We haven't learned, or I would say our generations, and I guess it's partly our fault because, again, we should be teaching them how to protest, how to boycott. In the new world that we're in, we don't need to march anymore. Just like we learned how to let our fingers do the walking through the yellow pages, their fingers do the walking on those keypads now. That's their boycott. That's their protest. They ain't got to get out and do nothing. Yeah. We got the power. The people have got the power, and we don't even know how to use it. Just by getting everybody on any site you want to have them do what you want them to do. The millions of users that use these sites, you have a concerted effort of everybody going on this site at 12 o'clock during their time. That means every hour throughout the United States and the world. Everybody in their section is going to be going there. They will shut any site down, any site. By traffic,
yeah.
And they told you that too much traffic
yeah.
on any social media site will shut them down. So that means we got the power. Why ain't we used it? We still playing with these people.
Yes,
the youth
we are.
Has the power. I'm an elder. I shouldn't be talking like this. They should be shutting their ass down with no problem. Google. Everybody today, Google. Tomorrow, Twitter. The next day, YouTube. Every damn site could be shut down by the people and the traffic.
Yeah.
We ain't got to walk there. Just use your fingers and shut them down.
Yeah.
But we won't do it.
Yeah.
Because if a site goes down, everybody goes to the page and complain, oh, Hey, the site doing that? Because, again, it's the program that everybody's on that's keeping these people getting paid. We got the power to control whatever they put out. We give them the power by purchasing it. We can stop it. See? But again, this is coming from an elder, and I know our children can do better than what I thought about and didn't even give much thought to it. But I've been saying this for about 5 years. You know, all the boycotting we talk about, we ain't got to get out and do nothing. You just get everybody organized right there online that know what time to do what and go on these sites and shed anybody. They'll come crawling to you asking the people what y'all want.
Yeah,
but
that
instead,
is so true.
Being all over the place, they playing us. They getting paid while we getting played constantly.
Yeah.
We paying them.
Yeah.
And they playing us. So, okay, who's got sirens? Everybody okay? I hear sirens in the background.
I hear them too.
Okay. That ain't you,
Ms.
out
Kim?
There, is it, Dane?
Miss Kim, are you okay?
Now, she probably just away from her phone or something.
Yeah, if you have yourself on mute, take yourself off, please. She must be away.
Yeah, like I said, she stepped away from the phone.
Yeah, it's because I'm on mute, mm-hmm. And I know I'm not doing it because I'm sitting in silence.
Yeah.
Okay, I just muted our line and you don't hear it now.
Right.
You don't hear it now, so I have to check
but
on
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I opened that line back up. You don't hear it now.
Right.
So maybe she muted herself now. I don't know. Or she walked away from it.
But even dealing
okay,
with today's...
Okay, well, my other question was,
okay.
How long am I my brother's keeper? And who does that include when we say, you know, am I my brother's keeper? Well, who is my brother, and how long am I his keeper?
Well, basically, you're your brother's keeper as long as you're living, and that person, the brother, is, again, using that same number of love. Love is five. Brother is five. So anybody that you truly love, that's who you care about. Care is five. That's who you share information with or whatever it is that you are trying to help them through. So your brother's keeper is the individuals that you love. See, because love is unconditional. Like the saying is, I love you and it ain't nothing you can do about it. See?
Yeah.
So when you love someone, again, you going to do whatever you can for them within your power. You know, in that caring manner. If it's a person that, they, as you say, they say they love you, but they don't even love themselves, well, you already see that. You're not going to put yourself out there for someone who's doesn't love themselves, don't care about themselves enough to do the right thing.
But see, it's another question. But what you're asking the question, Antoinette, and the part of it in Scripture, if I remember right, when Cain rose up and slew Abel, the Lord inquired, where is Cain? No, where is Abel, thy brother? And Cain arrogantly replied with the question, am I my brother's keeper? See, that was because the Creator knew he had taken the life of his brother. And the part of he was questioning, are you going to tell me the truth that you killed your brother?
Yes.
Let's turn you going in and out. Maybe she's not
she
talking enough. Let me put it back on.
That's
me.
What I was about to say.
I don't know,
she sounds like she's talking to somebody else.
Yeah,
she
let me
like
put her on
a conversation
for a
with somebody else.
Yeah, I'm going to put her on. Did she just call your name?
No, she's talking to somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, all
I'll
week. Some about all
a couple
week.
Minutes. I don't know. Okay, now there's another thing that I want to mention, and it's up to y'all how if we do it or not, but I was thinking that since we lost Sister Iskar, I can't say her name correctly, but that we need to have a database of people's names and numbers so that that way we can check on them. Or, you know, if unfortunately somebody passes, then, you know, we'll be able to know it. But I think we need a database of names and numbers. So it's up to y'all if y'all are for that or not.
Well, we do have a slight database of those of us who have connected through the shows and classes where we have gotten each other's number. But I know what you're talking about. But, again, I'm cool with that. And you would be heading that because you have all the numbers. Everything comes through your system there where you're seeing all the numbers. So to start off, you would have to make sure.
Number. Yeah. But I'm not going to take anybody's number down if they don't say,
yes, whatever. That's understandable. But, again, you have the contact to all the numbers if the people want to be in or not be in. So you still control the motherboard where you have all of that information that's coming directly to you. So the people would let you know, and you would be able to put them in once they gave you the okay. But it's still going to be put on you to have all of the information that you can now distribute and share amongst all of us once you get everything together. So you got to think to yourself, if you are up for doing this extra job, because that's what it's going to become, because you're going to be taking down who wants to be in it, who's not, who wants to give their numbers out and who doesn't. You know, some people don't mind some people having their number, but they don't want everybody to have a number. So it's different things that you going to have to contend with since you brought that to our attention. But I'm cool with it. Like I'm all right.
You know, as far as, you know, she passed away, and we wouldn't have had known that had it not been for Brother Kwame. So how many people, you know, do we know that comes to our shows that, you know, we don't hear from anymore, even if it's just checking in on them, you know, are you okay?
Right, but I see what Brother Eddie is saying, the thing with you having folks' number, and the part of it is, it's like for us, if I don't hear or see, you know, you doing a show or these Wednesdays that don't show up, the thing would be to ask, okay, is Sister Antoinette okay? I'm going to call Brother Eddie and see, have you talked to Sister Antoinette? No, I haven't talked to her. So we both know that something must be wrong because we haven't had that contact with you. And we know that there are certain things that go on with you that you wind up and have to be taken to the hospital. So it's good when we do the shows, and if you doing okay for a month and you doing the show, Eddie, every Wednesday, and I didn't show up for a month, and then the thing would come up to be, it's like, okay, Brother Kwame ain't been on the show. What's going on, you know, for a month now? And let us see. Or if we didn't, you know. So that's what I think what has to be, is because we know who the regular people are, and we have been able to exchange numbers, but if we don't show up, and you don't see this person on the show for a month or so, or like Miss Kim or Brother Ray, since they are elders, we're going to look at it and go like, you know, have anybody heard from Brother Ray? No, we haven't heard from him. So, okay, somebody need we need to check in and see what's going on with Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Ms.
Kim's
why still on the phone. I hear in the background. She's still on the phone.
Yeah, okay, I'm have to mute her again. Ms. Kim?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I had to step away from the phone for a minute. And I heard you calling me, but I couldn't get back to the phone.
Okay, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, we
and
heard the ambulance or something. So
Ms.
we
Kim, you didn't hurt nobody, did you?
Pardon?
I say you didn't hurt nobody, did you?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ms. Kim. Oh, my.
I'm from Black Bottom in Detroit now. Anybody know anybody from Detroit asking about Black Bottom?
Okay. I will. Brother Eddie, I have to ask you about the Tarka Beach. I have a bracelet where it's supposed to be a healing bracelet. Now, do they really work or is this just a gimmick?
You have what? What kind of bracelet?
The Tarka. Is it my saying it right? C-H-A-R-K-A?
Chakra.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Kwame. The beads as a bracelet.
Okay. What does the is the bracelets in different a variety of six or seven colors?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the chakras.
Right. Mm-hmm. So again, Sister Antoinette, how it works is, again, you find out as much as you can about the chakras, but any crystals, stones, read up on them. But at the same time, while you're reading up on the crystals and what their capabilities are, you have to make sure that you get in sync and put your intentions, your true intentions into your, that's your energy and power. Your intentions is your energy that you're giving to the crystals through that communications of your intentions. So, again, things only work because the intent that you put into it, that belief, like, again, if you believe it, you can achieve it. Things work because of your mindset that you believe, that you put into it. If you're going around asking us and asking everybody if it does, and if that's the still our relationship with the particular material, stone, crystal that we have that you're talking about. But again, for it to work, you have to put that power of your intent into whatever it is that you have read up on to give you the information, but you amplify it by putting your intention into it and knowing about the chakras, knowing about these colors, each color, what it does, what it entails in your body when the chakras are being opened. So the more information that you get, the more resources that you take in gives you the energy, the power, and the intentions, good intentions, to put all of that natural energy coming from you into whatever it is that you're wearing, whatever it is that you have. So that's what you definitely have to do. And again, the more you ask questions to people who know about these things, and then, again, do your own research. See, we are the researchers. So we have to research the information that we are given to find the source of power or information that we're learning. We have to take that time out to do these things. And the more you know, the better prepared, the better you are. The more things work, because guess what? You just put all that work into learning and knowing about what it is that you're doing, that you're wearing, that you're putting the energy in. Just like Brother Kwame said, you got people wearing these brand names of Jordache, whatever it is. You're giving energy to that person, to that label, to these things. Again, for me, it's the number behind all these names and fads that we're into that we don't have no idea, but this is the energy that we should be putting into the things that we put on our body. Every piece of clothing, everything you put on should have an intent. Why are you putting it on that day? Why are you putting on a particular color? Why are you doing the, when you get into the simple things like that, things start to basically appear, or you become more aware of everything that you're doing, because it's all connected. You'll start seeing that connection for you again while you're not wearing the different fads, the different labels. You're wearing a plain color, but you might have it in the color scheme of the chakras that each day also represents a different color of the chakra. I used to do that a while ago. Every day of the week, I would wear a particular colored crystal that represented that particular color of that day, representing the color of the chakra. So I'm pulling energy from that day and the color of the chakra that day and that chakra of my body, the part that it affects and the part that I concentrate on opening that particular day. Because that seventh day, you should all have all of your chakras open. But again, it's practice. How many people practice that every 7 days, every week? Some people wear colors every week. They start off with red the first day, orange. The second day, yellow. The next day, green. The next day, blue. The next day, indigo. The next day, and purple. The last day. And each week, they would put on that same color, different clothes, but that particular color for that day, representing that chakra, dealing with intentions on what they want to happen for that day, dealing with that particular opening of that chakra. So it's different things that you start to do. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, and you kept saying, and the part of it is that in you wearing that and identifying with the colors like he's saying, is that during that, it doesn't weaken you, it strengthens you.
Correct.
Because we're saying for that week, it doesn't weaken you. What you're doing is strengthening your days, each day, and you're not being in the days is because you're aware of the energy that's in what that red means, what that orange means. And so what you're doing is that you're no longer in days, you're in control of how your body is responding, because that's the energy of the chakra that you're working with in that day.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So, and when you look at that, just look at, these are just no more than examples of things that you could do. You can come up with your own variations of each day, each chakra, doing different things. But again, the more you learn about each one of them, the more you'll see is how you want this particular day, or how you want to do whatever you do during the course of the week. Once you get in tune with your chakras and the things that your intentions that you're putting into it. So again, make it personal. Make sure you get personal. You know, so it becomes
now
yours.
One question. I do not have any purple. I do not have anything purple.
You do, but you just ain't thinking about it. You might have a ribbon around there. You might have a pen. You might have a something. You could just put it on your person. You got something in your house that's purple. You can pin it on your shirt that day, on your skirt. Any little, I
have
mean,
a lavender.
You come up with ways. That'll do.
I have lavender.
Lavender is called purple. Some people look at that as purple. Some people are colorblind. But again, lavender, violet, it's all under that spectrum of purple. It's
okay.
Just a different, slight variation of purple. Again, you see, so you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
You know.
So you
again,
said start
see
with
the
red
intent.
First. So I'm going to read up on red, and then I'm going to wear red.
Mm-hmm.
My first day after I read up on it.
Yeah. So again,
okay,
you start.
Well, thank you.
You start on Sunday, and you end on Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday is the first day, so that's red. And Saturday is the last day, that's purple, or as you said, lavender.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them in the middle, you got the letters spell out Roy G. Biff, or Bip. Roy G. Bip. R-O-Y, which is red, orange, yellow. G, green. Bip, blue, indigo, and purple. So that's a way you can remember the colors and how they come in each day. Roy G. Bip. B-I-P, Bip.
Okay.
So that's
okay,
just the way to...
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Now, on my bracelet, so, it also has white, too.
White would be considered indigo, that some people would put the indigo, because what it is, indigo is right in between purple and blue. That's why
yeah.
You got blue, indigo, and purple. So some people use the white to separate that closeness between those three colors, because even when you look at the rainbow, at times the rainbow will give the appearance of six colors instead of seven, because those three colors at the end, the purple, indigo, and blue, are so closely related, they basically bleed into each other, so it's hard to distinguish the purple, indigo, and blue. It sometimes looks like just purple and blue. And it doesn't give you that indigo, which is that lighter tint, or as they put that white in there to represent the indigo, the third eye, the insight.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So,
That's great.
Well, I'm glad you got that question answered. So that's great.
I'm happy we could do that for you.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully
thank you, I really appreciate it.
The family too can get into that, because even your crystals come in different colors. You have purple dealing with your amethyst, your tiger. I mean, you got all of the different colors of the spectrum dealing with the crystals. So you can get you a set of crystals that also, which I do, I have them on my nightstand, where I got all seven colors dealing with the crystals laid out. So I have different things. I even made, and I've had these for some years now. I need to redo them because I've had them so long that the color is fading. I actually made 5 years ago, so these little makeshift pyramids. I made my own pyramid because, again, like I said, you put your own intent in different things you do. So I made about 8 pyramids 5 years ago, and actually went to an arts and crafts store and got the old popsicle sticks
but they have popsicle sticks that are in different colors.
A bowl.
So I got the popsicle sticks with all seven colors. And I made a pyramid out of the popsicle sticks, taped them all together, and the base of the pyramid, I put magnets in the base of the pyramids and then closed it up. And I wrote my intentions inside of the pyramid before I taped the magnet and closed it up at the bottom. And I have those pyramids with those magnets with the seven colors of the chakras located in different portals of my house, because I get my pendulum and go to different corners, different spots of my house, and watch how the pendulum spins and which way it goes from side to side or frontwards and back. And it'll let you know where your energy sits. Your energy fields in your house is. You got little things like that that are happening. And see, we don't even get in tune with the places we stay. You have all type of energy flowing through your house, all type of energy that comes in and out of your house if you don't basically cleanse your house with sage and other things. But again, you can do certain things, and it's your intent. This is why you get a particular energy, and this energy will actually warn you when certain people or wrong frequencies or vibrations that people carry with you or carry with them come into your domain, come into your house. Your pets will let you know. Your plants will let you know. Your crystals will let you know. See, what intent do we put on our domain? Most people never pay attention to the house because most people don't look up. But I have over my door where I wrote down and I taped up, it's not hidden, it's right there, people never see it, the word entrance. We pronounce it also entrance, but I split it up and put entrance. When you enter my house, the entrance, you are now in a trance, my trance, damn it. That's my intent. And people don't know. Their attitudes and different things change when they walk through the threshold of my door. I put my intent, my incantation of everything good. The vibe is wrong. I get them out right away. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize, but you got to go.
Well, I'm going to have to, my phone is beeping and the battery is empty, and I says, well, okay, I got to go put this phone back on the charger.
Thank you for being with us, Brother Kwame.
Oh, yes, thank us. Always. You know, I got out of it, so, you know, I'll check in tomorrow night with Judge Joe Brown, Sister Antoinette, and Brother Eddie will speak soon.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, well,
much
thank
love.
You.
Much love, and thanks for, like I said, contributing as always. Always
right,
appreciate
bro.
It.
Y'all have a great
Peace
night.
Love.
And I appreciate it as well.
And I'll tell Ms.
Blessing,
Kim.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
To God be the glory.
Huh?
I said to God be the glory.
To God be the glory, honey. I promise you.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Thank you. Okay, well, anybody has any questions or comments, now is the time. If not, we're going to say goodnight.
There you go, because that's where I was going. Since Brother Kwame Fong said it's time to turn it in, if ain't nobody got nothing else to say, we will call it a night, and we will return with the next episode. And tomorrow's show with Judge Joe Brown and Miss Brown, and get some pertinent information.
Excuse me, I wasn't able to say something. I heard you all talking earlier about kids, and today I heard for the first time that Detroit has the trafficking, then the top 10.
Yeah, Miss Kim, it's everywhere. I don't think it's a state that's not trafficking children.
But they say top 10, and they say the auto show, which is one of the major things here, is one of the major things where they do that with the children. And it's not just children, but
adults too. Yeah, it's, I don't know what to do about it other than to, you know, for parents to really hold tight to their children, but I don't know what to do about that, Miss Kim. You know, we can pray and hold the children close to us. Go ahead, Brother.
I was just saying, yeah, what we can do is what we did. It's the blueprint was out there where we didn't have to be working for the schools or anything. Again, we're out there as parents, as fathers, as mothers, as neighbors, just being out there keeping an eye on the children going to and from, talking to the children and instead of trying to manipulate and be streetwise and talk to these children to see where they are, what's happening with them. Start having relationships again. See, all of these simple things, the simple things like this are missing. Technology and the devices has taken all of these simple things away that we should be doing that basically will cut out a lot of this nonsense with people being able to snatch your child.
And you know what? And it's amazing that the more we learn, the worse we get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the technology we were talking about earlier. Yep.
Yes.
Yes, it is. But it all goes back to it doesn't matter how much we learn, how much we know, how much they put in front of us. If we stay fast on talking to one another, communication being the key. We don't talk, we don't get up in each other's face and have a conversation. We want to hide behind technology and tweet and send text messages because most of us are afraid to even talk anymore. This is why our children can't even hold a civil conversation because, again, the phones have made them so dumb. Not only don't they use complete sentences when they text, they don't even use the right vernacular words when they're trying to express themselves. So, yes, all of this technology has contributed to the dumbing down why they think they smart as all go get out because they're able to maneuver themselves around the technology but not able to communicate to one another.
I'm agreeing with you, Brother Eddie, because they don't even use words anymore.
Yes. Yes.
That is so true.
How many times have you said
so,
that
so true.
We go out or we go here and there, even at a store, and you got two friends or even a mother and a daughter, and they texting each other. They right there, right beside having dinner, and everybody's at the table texting each other, ain't even talking to each other.
Yeah.
You know, well, why ain't you talking to so? We are talking. I ain't heard a word. Well, I'm texting her.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah, I remember my daughter used to do that.
Yeah, so, see, it's us who know that we got to bring it back. Technology and the way things are going ain't going to bring it back. Unless we do, that's why we got to fix us. We got to bring these things back because things we're talking about that we remembered that we grew up with, our children, our grandchildren, have no concept. They didn't.
No concept of it, though. But
they
didn't
know I'm going to bring somebody. I'm going to bring Sister
Let me
Perry.
Say this, and I'll be forgotten.
Okay, you're okay, Miss Kim. You're okay. I was just bringing Sister Paris in. Go ahead. Sister Paris, your line is open. Let Miss Kim go, and then you can go after her. Okay, I'm sorry, Miss Kim.
I wanted to mention that they say that what's happening is that the androids are reading your mind because They program everything you do. They program everything.
Yeah,
they put all that together. They're reading your mind.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, because they see everything that we do on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to predict it. And we just got to switch up. We just got to switch up and share the word, because it's not coming out of my mouth right. And angerisms off.
I don't know where
you're going. Well, if you look at different things, even if you're not interested in it, then it'll, you know, turn off, you know, have them going different ways.
I'm not getting that clear. But I wanted to say this here, which I'm not hearing anybody say. When you really tune in to God, there's a power.
Yes.
That comes to you. And I'm not hearing anybody doing that. And that's why where we got to go. Because this is not natural stuff that's happening. This is supernatural stuff. It's negative, demonic, supernatural stuff against those that love the truth.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Ms. Kemp.
Ms. Kim, basically, what she just said, basically that's what we've been talking about tonight. As I have mentioned, we talking about the power of God. And I'm just saying that we unknowingly are attached to God by the number, not knowing the words that we use. So, yes, God has all the power, but his number is 4. That's what we've been talking about all night, the 4. The brand is 4. I give all that to God. When I talk about fame, that's God. That ain't no person. Fame is 4. It's 13. Famous. See, we give these words that English has given us the definition to. We give it the power the way the definition, I give it by the number, it's all God. It's the 4. When we talk about the 4 seasons, the 4 winds, that's all God. We separate it by each word. I keep giving the number of the power of God. Brand, famous, fame. When we talked about soda, it's 13, that's God. We just gave it to a daggone product, but somebody, they not placed the number of God on things we gravitate to, not knowing God's number. Coke, 4. Pepsi, 4. 7-Up, 4. Sprite, 4. It's all God, but we see it by the soda name.
Everything that remains
changed, the number remains the same. We haven't gotten that yet because we give each word of English its own power by their definition. We don't see the number of the power that's being used by the words we say by number, by God. That's what the class was all about tonight when I was talking about all that. Lucille Ball, Lucy Show, it's 4. It ain't got nothing to do with Lucy by this red-haired woman. It's the number behind it that gives it power that we gravitate to, not knowing. Perry Mason, Gunsmoke, The Matrix, Batman, all of these are numbers. We give each of these characters the power. They ain't got no power. It's the number of God that gave them the power that we didn't even see. That's what I'm trying to, I say every week when I'm talking about 4 and 5. That's the power and the unconditional power of God in Christ. And we still ain't putting it together. It's all connected. But each word, by its definition and direction, we give power to that, not seeing God in anything by the number. That's what's hidden. God is hidden in plain sight behind all these spiritual words we say. The glory of God, that's 4, all of these things.
But we don't see it. We just say it. We repeat it, not knowing the power of what we're saying and the phrases we use that reflect God's number. Come on, y'all. It's right there. It's hidden in plain sight behind the number of the words we're saying, all of them. And we don't see it. Each class I give, I'm giving the power of God behind these words. But the words, again, divide us. We don't see God, and we ain't trying to see God. And all of these words that has God's number, we don't see it. It's the word that all the power is given to, because we don't see God's number behind none of it. God be the glory. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Sister and also, y'all, if, in 10 minutes, the show is going to drop. If you want to be able to be a part of this conversation, or even if you think that you may want to be, or to make sure that you don't drop, you have to press 1 so I can open up your line. If not, then I don't know what's going to happen. Okay, Sister Parrish?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. And now, people need to know where to send a donation to you at, how to get it to you.
Okay. Greetings, family. I'm in a bit of a predicament here. I just turned 71, and just before my Earth Day, they gave me a notice of eviction because of some frivolous stuff, like using the ground other than your concrete to put your plants, and just a lot of nonsense. But I've kind of figured out why. And yes, I am. They are starting or have started the proceedings of evicting me, and I have no place else to go. I'm going to fight it, family, because this is crazy. And I'll give you my address. If you want to take it down, it will be a blessing. And even whatever, if it's a dollar or two, it will be greatly appreciated, family. And my address is 5.
Wait a minute, Sister Barrett. Wait a minute. Do you want to
do that
on the air? Do you want it out on the air? I mean, keep in mind that once you put it out there, it's there forever.
Right. No, that's okay. But I will, if you are able to, family, get in touch with Sister Antoinette. She has my address. And it's better if you put it not through Zelle, not through WhatsApp, Cash App, none of that, because we got a paper. If it isn't your Earth Day or your born date, and they are checking, everything else is counted as income. I'm serious. They send us all the paper here at this complex, Bonita Vista. Everything, if it is not gifted to you on your Earth Day, it will be counted towards your income, and your rent will go up, or you'll end up owing because of that extra dollar that went through Zelle, PayPal, all of that. It's crazy. And everybody should know this, family. You be aware, because things are changing. Brother Harris, you are correct. We are being disconnected from the earth, from everybody. But you know what? I'm teaching myself, family, how to live out of a U-Haul. I'm not kidding you. I've done two trial runs so far, and it's not easy. But many of us may have to resort to that because of what is getting ready to come down the pipeline. It's already here, family. And be grateful every day when you rise that you have a roof over your head, because I never know from day to day now. When I was in that facility in the rehab, I ended up being there too long, and I got $15,000 that Social Security is taking out of my check a month. I owe them $15,000 and some change, family. Not $500. It's not $1,500. $15,000. Because I was in that facility, and they said I wasn't entitled to that. I didn't fight it. I don't have the energy. I just pray about it and do the best that I can. But there are some things, family, that are coming down the pipeline big time. Be aware, and numbers are everything, and I'm so grateful for you, brother. The numbers are everything. So thank us, and I love you, and thank you for this show. It helps, or this podcast, this teaching, this class, it helps me to keep grounded, because I don't get into a lot of shows anymore. People just talk, jaw jack, and nothing behind it. But I'm grateful for this podcast. Thank you, family. Thank God. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sister Paris. And we're going to do the best that we can in helping you as much as we can.
Thank you. Thank God. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Yes, and thank you, Mother AZ, and I know that your plight is not falling on deaf ears, and, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can do, as always, and you just keep, as they say, a stiff upper lip and keep on keeping on, because you still here, and it's a reason for it. So we know that all this that they putting on you and towards you is no more than that distraction to keep you off of the square that you're standing on, firmly on your square, and they still go pick you upside the head to keep you off balance.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
I see that. In the last couple of days, I see that.
In the name of Jesus.
What did you say, Miss Kim?
I said we need to start declaring. No weapon formed against you.
That's right.
Every time
I don't hear you, but I believe you are.
Yeah, you're breaking up really bad, Ms. Kim.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure you're speaking about the 141 Psalm, and I play that sometimes all day long, over and over and over. So I think that's what you're talking about, that 141, which is a 6.
If you didn't have some value, they wouldn't be bothering you, mother. So take that as strength, okay? Take that as strength.
Yes.
They keep bothering you. The enemy keeps bothering you because you have something that we need.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank us, Ms. Kim.
Yeah, I'm
thank you. All right, family. I'm going to mute again. Thank you.
Bless you.
Yes.
I'm going to remind you, Antoinette, okay, and she'll get
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Well, Brother Eddie?
Yes, I'm here letting everybody speak and give us their peace. And again, everything is basically said for the night. So I will say my good nights and
yes.
Grand rising for tomorrow with the family. And hopefully everybody got something out of this class as always and can share whatever it is that you got, you know, to keep this moving forward. Because ain't no stopping us now. We on the move, family. Ain't no stopping us.
Yeah, you're right about that, Miss Kim.
What was that, Miss Kim?
Don't forget tomorrow night. Go ahead.
I say if they didn't get anything, there's a hole in their soul.
I remember that from in Philly, the DJ. His name came to me and left that quick.
Is Jerry Blabber?
No, it was Wilson. Maybe it wasn't Wilson. It'll put a hole in your soul. I want to say Jerry Blabber, but I know it was one of the DJs off of DAS. I can't think of his name. And I can't think of it. But let me say this. Yeah, it'll come to me. Don't forget on Sunday for Drive Bones at 10 a.m. for the Helios Velios. And don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. for the drum call. We're drumming at 3 o'clock. So don't forget those things. And don't forget tomorrow, just Joe Brown will be back with us. And Ms. Brown, so we'll have Spankin and, well, the judge. The judge is running for office. So with that, I want to thank y'all for being with us, and I hope you'll be with us in the next couple of days. Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Kim. Okay. Here's Ms. Kim, and I love this song, y'all. Oh.
grown.